Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tour wanted to completely rearrange the schedule so that their FedEx Cup playoff event would end before football.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, they had to move the PGA Championship from out of the month of August, and they moved it to May.
Yeah.
Then they moved the Players' Championship, which they own. They moved that back to March, where it had been before 2007. They moved it back to that. And now, basically, that was what they did.
Okay.
And so then they had to fill in everything after
that. What's going
to
happen in the future? Where is this tournament go? This is my question. Where is this tournament going to fall in the future? It is funny. They literally moved the PGA because the PGA was perfect. The last major, right?
Lori's last shot.
Yeah, it was perfect. And they moved it to protect the FedEx
Cup. Everything was done, which is insane to think about, but everything was done to protect the FedEx Cup playoffs.
John Martin says he saw Ted Williams.
Ted could still be out there. We don't know.
John Martin saw Ted Williams. Just his head. He just saw his head. Like, if you can say you saw Ted Williams' head, you'd say it, right? Exactly. Pete Pranica says, how about being in the Big House to see Rocket run back two against Bo and the Wolverines, or Tim Brown run two back against Michigan State? Here's the thing. There are different, we're talking different categories now, right? I saw Michael Phelps win his last gold medal at the in Beijing, okay? The one that shattered the record, whatever. I saw that with my own eyes. I saw Kathy Freeman, I don't mean to be dropping names here, win the 400. I saw Usain Bolt. I've seen lots of great things, right? I saw Bryce Drew hit the shot to beat Ole Miss. I don't count. Those aren't being in the – seeing great moments unfold are different than what we're talking about is being in the presence of an athlete such that you can say, I saw him alive. Honestly, it's like seeing a president, right? If you are in the presence of a president, you can say, you know what? I saw George Bush. Like I saw George W. I saw Ronald Reagan. It's not so much that I saw Muhammad Ali. You didn't have to see Muhammad Ali in Zaire, right?
Exactly.
You just had to see Muhammad Ali. And so we're talking of the category here is athletes who it is monumental just to lay eyes on them, not doing the thing that makes them famous.
Yes.
Right? And I think, yes, it's cool to see Kobe, but it's not the same saying, I saw Kobe. I don't think you do in the same way that you say, I saw Muhammad Ali.
I agree with you.
Or I saw Tiger. I just don't think it's the same. In fact, I don't know anyone right now, and I like the Secretariat one. I thought it was clever. But I think you need to see Secretariat doing Secretariat thing.
Yeah, as you pointed out, and it was a fantastic visual. Like you just saw, if you just
walking
saw
down
Secretariat
the street,
walking down the street.
I saw Secretariat. Then that's not the same. So I think right now all we have, and if anyone can give me more, I'll Pele. Is Pele?
I still don't think it's.
Well, for Americans, it's not.
Yeah,
it's not. I think it's Ali, Mike, the other Mike Tyson, and LeBron.
Yeah.
That's who I don't know if anyone and Tiger. And I don't know if anyone else is on that list. Jack is not on that list.
Oh, I completely agree with you. 100% agree with you.
We're late to get to Chris Harrington.
Palmer, I guess. I think Palmer would be closer to that list than Jack. Arnold Palmer.
Yeah, and he's not on it either.
No.
Maybe at the time he would have been. It's Babe. If you had seen Babe, anyone out there had seen Babe, you can put him on the list.
He has that legend mythical thing.
Babe mythical thing going, right? And honestly, I think you want to see Bo hit the home run, but I don't think I saw
Running
Bo
the ball.
Is the same. I don't think it's the same. It doesn't put those five for me. We're late to get to Harrington. We'll do that next. Jeff Gawkinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're noticing cracks in the walls, your home floors are sinking or sloping a little bit, you could have a foundation problem. And if you have a foundation problem, you could have a serious problem. You need to call Redeemers Group 541-8765. They will send someone out to your house. They will assess the situation and will not cost you a single penny. And this is true whether it's foundation repair or crawl space repair or basement waterproofing or concrete leveling. Can help you with all that stuff. 541-8765. If they see a problem and you want to proceed with the repair, you just mentioned my name, Jeff Calkins, you will get $50 off. Again, the initial consultation is 100% free. 541-8765. It's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Your Mid-South Ford dealers present Lee Brice live at the Memphis Botanic Gardens Saturday, August 24th. There's a rumor going round. With special guest Jana Kramer, tickets at 941thewolf.com and Ticketmaster.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Ready for a change? Join the club. At LA Fitness, we believe showing up is all the initiation you need. Come in and try it out for 5 days on us. Find your nearest location and get a guest pass for you and a friend at LAFitnessMemphis.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers. Well, I'm the
king of the jungle. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you cross my path, you take your whole life in your
hand. Well, I get on a mountain and I call my Bowcat back. Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what is this we're listening to?
That is Elvis Presley from the 68 Comeback Special doing Tiger Man. I figured one way or the other was the news of the day.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Yeah, it's too bad. What's the deal? Have you followed this Grizzlies throwback thing, uniform thing?
I saw people tweeting about it, but I didn't put a lot of energy into thinking about it yet.
I've been so tiger-ized here. Is the news, and if you don't know, I apologize. Have they confirmed they are bringing back the...
I haven't asked anybody. Keith Parrish, who does the podcast out of Nashville, Fast Break Breakfast, tweeted that a team source confirmed to him that they are. I know Keith, and so I assume that is true. He doesn't have a history of breaking Grizzlies news, but like he's a real guy and who's a trustworthy guy, so I assume someone told him that. I haven't. I was doing other stuff. I got finished 5 minutes ago recording my podcast with Britt Robb talking about Tyus Jones, so I haven't looked into that. The thing about those uniforms, those aren't decisions made on the fly. Like, whatever they're doing, they know what they're doing, and they've known for a long time what they're doing. Those decisions are made, like, a year out. So it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it seems like an obvious thing to do at some point, right? There's only so many options you have.
So uniforms are not one of the things that on the top of my list when it comes to any sports team. I just don't care. I like some uniforms better than others. I love the Sounds one, right? That was just cool. I liked it. But whether the I can't even tell you what they did the last time with the uniform redesign. Basically, they took out one of the colors and they made it cleaner and they put on the FedEx logo and they that's just not my thing.
They had a narrative. Like, there's one line on one side that represents the river.
I like the line on the court representing the river. I do like that. I enjoy that. Although, it's funny. I said it to Drew Hill yesterday, who's sitting in for Gary, and he'd never occurred to him that blue line was the river.
It has to be explained to you.
Right, it has to be explained to you. But having said all of that, what have we had for Grizzlies? What have the Grizzlies uniforms been that have not been their classic uniforms? We've had the Sounds, right? Did we have a Tams?
Yeah, well, there's two different things. There's the alternate jersey throwbacky stuff, and then the last two or three years, there's been these quote unquote city jerseys, which are newly designed things, right?
Right.
So we've had 3 years of those. Last year was the wrestling theme one.
People did not like. Didn't people say it was ripping off Indiana's or something last year?
Well, it had a similar color. I don't think they were ripping off.
Right.
It had a similar color scheme to Indiana's.
It was not acclaimed, as I recall, by the people who care about this. Right.
No, I didn't really. I thought they were a little too busy. The year before that, they had which I really did like because they were pretty. They had the I Am a Man ones, the black and white.
Great.
Had the similar. The little line underneath and the similar font style to the I Am a Man signs.
Right. That was excellent.
It was a good sort of evocation of that without sort of hard selling it too much. And then the year before that was the Lorraine Motel ones, which to me were a little over conceptualized. But those have been the newly designed, thematic city uniforms. But then in terms of the alternate throwbacky kind of things, they did the Sounds, which were the red with the white sort of cursive script, which I think everyone loves.
Everyone loved that, right. Best ones.
They did Pros, which were the darker blue. They did the Tams, which were the Oakland A's colors, the yellow and the green. And I can't remember what any other ones they've done. I don't think they've done either the Vancouver colors or the early Memphis colors as a throwback yet.
How do you like the basic Grizzlies uniform, and what's your favorite version of it?
Oh, I like what they have now or what they had before this very brief redesign. I like three shades of blue with the yellow accent.
Right.
I really like their color pattern they have now.
Do you like the white ones the best, or do you like the...
I think I do like the white one. I'm trying to remember. I think I do like the white ones the best. They changed that a little bit last year. So it used to be it was the white, it was the blue, and it was the Bill Street blue, which is for the baby blue. And then last year they did this midnight blue, which looked a little bit more like the Hornets. I just like having all three shades of blue in the mix. I really like the yellow accents. So I do think the white ones are my favorites now.
Yeah,
I
like the classic. I think it's clean. I think it looks good. How do you feel about the Vancouver one? There's two issues here. One is just aesthetically, they're grotesque. Is that its own kind of handsome? And then B, Mario over on Twitter says, a throwback that comes from another city is theft, essentially, is what he's saying. You can use your own throwbacks, but when Vancouver and it's all Vancouver themes, you shouldn't claim that as your own throwback.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about that much. I do think it gets kind of tricky. Like, I don't think Thunder could get away from wearing Sonics throwbacks, right?
No, they could not. Right? They could not.
It's a different scenario here for a couple of reasons. One, the team, sorry to anyone listening to Vancouver, but the team had no history in Vancouver. Like, they were there for 5 or 6 years, and they were historically terrible. So there's no real history to draw on. And then, I think we should all be sensitive to franchise relocations, but Memphis didn't take a team from Vancouver in the way that Oklahoma City took a team from Seattle. Michael Heisley decided he was moving that team on the front end and then went out looking for places to move it. It wasn't, some Memphis person buying the team and pulling it out of that city. That's not what happened. And so I think there's less sensitivity around that for those two reasons. That said, I don't know. I'm not crazy about the old Vancouver look. I get sort of nostalgia for it or how gaudy it is, but I'm not crazy about it myself. And I don't know. I might be a little squeamish about doing explicitly Vancouver themed stuff, but I think if you go in the Grizzlies team store, sometimes you can find Vancouver stuff in there as throwbacks.
Right. Yeah. No. There's very clearly not the sensitivity about it that there is with other teams that have moved. So I haven't gotten to the point. I think they're kind of gruesome, and I haven't gotten to the point where I think the gruesome is lovely in its own way for its gruesomeness. But anyway, so. Okay, you had Britt Robson on the podcast. When is it going up over at the Daily Memphian? And give us one little tease, one thing he said about Tyus Jones that we did not know or thought that he had that we did not know or had not occurred.
It should be up on your, like, if you get your audio on your phone, like a lot of people do, through whatever, like, podcast system you download stuff from, mm-hmm. It should be up there like any minute now. Okay. It'll be a little bit later in the day where you can listen to it on the Daily Memphian website, maybe midday or something. Those things go up on the streaming sites instantly, and then it's a little bit of delay to put them on the main site, depending on how you like to listen. And I'll tweet out the iTunes link whenever it's up. We talked a little bit about Jones. He thinks even though Tyus Jones is, he's only 23, he thinks he's an old soul and that he will be helpful. And I didn't make this point on the podcast in response to what he said, because we're running kind of long anyway, but I'll make it here. When he talks about Tyus Jones as a steadying influence, as an old soul, as someone who on the floor, Ja Morant, can sort of help settle things down and help aid his development playing with him, it really sounds like he's talking about Mike Conley. And Tyus Jones is not Mike Conley. Nowhere close. He's not the scorer. He's not the athlete.
Right.
He's not that player. But in terms of pure point guard skills and in terms of temperament and in terms of sort of, you know, that sort of calming presence and sort of that sort of those sort of soft factors that Conley has, Jones is kind of a lot like that. And so what people were saying about, well, wouldn't it be great if Morant and Conley could play together for a year, I think – Britt gives the sense that Tyus Jones can give you a lot of those qualities. He won't give you the 20 points a game, but he'll give you a lot of those sort of know what to do, settle things down, sort of demonstrate the way the position as a point guard is supposed to be played. Like even at 23, he's sort of a veteran in terms of his mental approach to the game. He's severely limited in terms of skill and athleticism, which is why he's a backup point guard. But he has, even at 23, he's like a veteran in that regard.
Okay. And then finally, the topic of the day was iconic athletes who you've just – who and it doesn't strike me that you would care much about this, honestly. You don't need to be in the presence of Muhammad Ali or in the presence of – you like to see basketball players play basketball. But simply being in the shimmering glow of fame does not strike me that it would be your thing. Having said that, have you been in the shimmering glow of fame of anyone, music, politics, etc., that has struck you like they are there and I am here and I am in their presence?
I had one day, not too long after I graduated from college and I was back in Memphis, a good friend of mine came to town to visit, and we went out to lunch at Button Cafe, and that was when it had moved from its original location on Southern to location Park, around Park and Mendenhall. So we're sitting there having lunch, and we look up, and sitting by himself at the table next to us is Sam Phillips. And that felt like, I've written about this before, but that felt like it was like we were sitting next to the Grand Canyon, basically. And we didn't say anything to him. We didn't bother him. We just sort of sat there and said, wow, that's Sam Phillips sitting there, like, eating his chicken and dumplings.
Well, that's why I always struggle with the who would you like to have dinner with? And the answer to that is no one, because I don't imagine that Sam Phillips, or pick whoever your person would be, Prince or whoever it is, wants to necessarily have dinner with me. So I don't.
No, that's exactly right. I don't. Hey, I don't really care about celebrity.
Right.
But also, I just feel like, who am I to, like,
impose myself,
impose on some stranger's life just because they have some together degree of fame? So I am not someone, and maybe it's to my detriment somewhat as a, you know, a journalist, I guess. But if I'm in the airport and I look up and, like, famous person X is, I'm not gonna go over there and talk to them, like, it at all, you know, unless I have some personal connection that, like, matters, right?
Right.
Like,
no,
if I looked up and I saw, like, if I saw, like, you know, Terrence Howard, I might say, hey, like, I know Craig Brewer. I might talk to him because I, like, literally know someone he knows, right? But if I just look up and, like, George Clooney's sitting in the airport, I'm going to go up and talk to George Clooney.
Or go get a selfie with George Clooney. Right,
right. No. I don't get selfies with people. I don't ask autographs. None of that. That's just not me.
I don't like to impose. So, but okay. Thank you, Chris. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week.
Thanks.
The podcast is going to be up momentarily. After the show's over, you could listen to it. In the meantime, let me tell you that Sleepy C's Mattress and Furniture by Michael Zellner. If you're feeling a little bit low, you need want to lay down and ponder the absence of Tiger from the tournament, or rest up so you can watch the 47 of the 50 greatest golfers in the world at the tournament. Get yourself the Sleepy C's Mattress and Furniture. You'll feel better because you'll save 50-80% off retail store prices. Plus, you'll feel better because you'll mention my name, Jeff Calkins. Don't say Tiger Woods, say Jeff Calkins, and they will give you an additional 10% off. So you got the original 50-80% off, then you got another 10% off when you say my name. You're going to get a mattress, best mattresses in the world, from the best mattress store in Memphis, been named the best mattress store in Memphis for 4 straight years, 15, 16, 17, and 18. It's the place that has nearly 500 reviews, positive reviews, over at the Better Business Bureau. That is more than any other Mid-South mattress or furniture company, because they also have a whole showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. Sleepy C's, located 2790 Kirby Winton Road, the corner of Summer Avenue, right next to the Hollywood Feed. Give them a call directly, 692-6200. Sleepy C's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Okay, we were going to finish our SEC rankings next. And we could still, depending
on... It just doesn't feel appropriate
on what
right
you,
now.
It doesn't feel appropriate. Given the news that broke right here on our show, which is different. News normally breaks after our show.
Jason and John, particularly.
Yes, but given the news that broke right here on our show, that Tiger is not coming, the phone number is 535-3776, 535-3776. How are you feeling about the golf tournament? How are you feeling about Tiger's decision? How are you feeling about any of that? And if you want to talk about that, we can. Otherwise, we're going to continue with our rankings. 535-3776, we'll let you get it out. We'll let you get it out. How you feeling about Tiger? 535-3776. It's Jeff Calkins Show, back in a moment. 92.9 FM ESPN.
When you combine a century of truck building know-how with 7 million miles of testing, you get the all-new Silverado with 50 industry firsts and the most functional bed of any pickup. In fact, Silverado's DuraBed combines high-strength rolled form steel, more cargo volume than any other truck, and 12 standard tie-downs. That's 3 times more than any competitor. For outstanding offers on this groundbreaking truck, visit All-Star Chevrolet. Right now, get the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with 15% below MSRP on all 2019 Silverado Crew Cab pickups, or get the all-new 2019 Chevrolet Silverado Crew Cab LT All-Star for 0% APR for 72 months when you finance with GM Financial. Tie-down claim excludes GM vehicles. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP and cash allowance. Must finance with GM Financial. Some customers may not qualify. Monthly payment is $1,389 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment, 4%. Not available with lease and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 7/31/2019. See dealer for details. Visit All-Star Chevrolet.
If you want wings in Memphis, they're not hard to find. There are dozens of places all over town. The Wing Guru is but one. And yes, the Wing Guru is a little more expensive than most other wing joints. And yes, the Wing Guru might take a little longer to get your wings to your table than most other wing joints. But guess what? It's worth it. The fresh ingredients, the premium oils, and the cook-to-order approach make it all worth it. This is Gary Parrish asking a simple question. Do you want okay wings or great wings? Do you have the patience necessary to get the perfection you desire? If so, pop into one of the Wing Guru's 2 locations and experience it for yourself. One is at 5699 Mount Moriah. The other is at 7199 Stage Road. And if you can't make it to either location for whatever reason, just have the Wing Guru delivered by ordering via DoorDash at wingguru.com. That's the wingguru.com. Do yourself a favor and go see what everybody in the city is talking about. A locally owned wing franchise launched by University of Memphis basketball legend Billy Richmond. If you take pride in supporting local, support the Wing Guru. That's the Wing Guru online, thewingguru.com. Again, thewingguru.com.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Cyber Monday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping. shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Paint pros know what you don't paint is just as important as what you do paint. So the Home Depot has bulk pricing on a full assortment of 3M painters, tapes, and paint essentials. Everything you need, every day. Like 3M Handmasker Film and Scotch Painter's Tape. For the cleanest results on every paint job, 3M and the Home Depot have got you covered. With bulk price savings on 3M paint essentials. Every day, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
So Bob Levy over at O'Call suggests Joe DiMaggio is an iconic athlete. Here's the truth. Once upon a time, I think it was baseball players in America, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's
like
fair.
Like you would, oh my goodness, I saw the Babe. Oh my goodness, I saw Joe DiMaggio. Wouldn't you say that? Oh my goodness, I saw Ted.
Yes.
Mickey.
I even think through the 70s, it still probably would have been baseball players.
Who?
I mean, I guess Reggie Jackson.
They wouldn't have broken into my Ali, Michael Tyson, LeBron, Tiger.
Gibson?
No. A great player.
Koufax.
I might give you Koufax. I saw Sandy Koufax. Once upon a time, it was baseball players. It's not so much anymore. Anyway, I was thinking of Bob Levy because it is Jake's birthday
over at
O'Call. Jake's 10th birthday.
There's a celebrity.
There is a celebrity. You can have your selfie taken with Jake. Tiger's not going to be here. Jake is here.
Tiger doesn't have a billboard on Poplar.
His 10th birthday party, Saturday, July 20th. That is tomorrow. From 11 until 3, they're going to have Sweet Lala's Bakery cookies and cakes. They're going to have Sweet Magnolia gelato, and you're going to be able to pet Jake on the head, and it's going to make you feel better about your whole life. Plus, you're going to get something at O'Call. The semi-annual sale is ongoing, and that, too, is going to make you feel better about your whole life. So go see our friends at O'Call and go see Jake. 535-3776 is the phone number. How you feeling about Tiger? How you feeling about the tournament? We go to Joe in Bartlett. Joe, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're good.
Man, you know what? It doesn't surprise me at all. I think for a rich man to travel to Memphis in the middle of the summer with all this humidity would be completely insane.
I don't know how much you like pork.
Do what?
Lots of rich men are. 47 out of the 50 richest men on the golf tour are, in fact, coming to Memphis in the heat of the summer, and they're going to be even outside playing golf.
Well, I think half of them might be insane because it is hot, and it's not just hot, but it's sticky.
Yeah, but next week is actually
the humidity that you don't get in other places.
It's been insane, but next week is supposed to be fabulous. Have you checked the Weather Channel? Have you, Joe? Have you checked the Weather Channel? It's supposed to be. Let's go, Jeffrey. Go to the Weather Channel. Go. We'll check the weather. It's going to be beautiful, Joe. You're going to feel like you're in New Hampshire next week. So I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
I hope so. But it doesn't surprise me. Okay. Is my point. Yeah, I mean, it's hot.
All right, it is hot. Thank you, Joe. Joe clarifies. 535-3776. 535-3776. How you feeling about Tiger? Would you go if Tiger were there? And will you not go now? Like, there clearly are lots of those people, right?
I think
that's true. They say it, whatever, by a third or something, the crowd? I mean, here we go. This is Michael in Southwest Memphis. Michael?
Yeah, I just want to say this real quick, too. I was on first baseline when Bob Gibson's leg was broken by a line drive, and he got up and pitched to the next batter.
So there's two things there. A, you were in the presence of Bob Gibson, who might make our list. I don't know. Yeah. But B, you saw in a moment, and that is something else. You saw him pitch to the next batter.
Yeah, he got him pitched the next batter. Went out after that, but anyway.
Right.
But anyway, yes. Anyway, so I'm disappointed that Tiger's not coming because I had already picked out my spot, leaving the 10th green to the 11th hole, where I was
gonna
ask him why he what he had against Memphis or what he had against the kids of St. Jude. Why didn't he come here? Why didn't he come here when he was good?
You know what? He's probably not coming just to avoid your snarky question. I appreciate it. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Why didn't he come here when he was good? Hey, Tiger, why didn't you come here when you were good? 5353776, 5353776. We're putting up our armor, our emotional armor now. That's what we're doing here. We're putting up our emotional armor because Tiger's not coming. We go to Jeremy in Bartlett. Jeremy, you're on.
Hey, I got two things for you, one for each of the discussions you were having. Mm-hmm. First, with Tiger. I grew up watching him when he was good, but I didn't get to see him in person. And I would hate for my one time seeing him in person would be the way he's playing now, barely making cuts.
You don't want to see him.
That would just totally ruin the vision of Tiger that, you know, you got personally when you see him struggling to make the cut.
It's like watching watching Willie Mays stagger around in the outfield, or watching Mike Tyson fight Clifford Etienne here in Memphis.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. 5353776 53. I don't think people care particularly about that. They'd obviously like it best if he came here and he won and he was awesome. That's the best Tiger. People, when it comes to celebrity, people just want to set eyes on the celebrity. That's what they want to do. They mostly just want to see that person. There will be lots of celebrities. You will be able to say you saw Rory. 5353776. We go to Bobby. You're on, Bobby.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How you feeling about this?
Well, I'm not a huge golf fan, and I think I kind of hate it for the city. Really, I mean, you know, it would have been good for the city. I think the real golf fans will go anyway. I think Tiger would have drawn the people that, you know, wouldn't go if he's not there.
That is the absolute difference. I agree completely.
But I got a Can I throw out a sports memory?
Yeah.
Well, my first brush with greatness, I guess you could say, or something like that. I was 12. My grandmother took me out to the Bay Area to visit some cousins. I'd never been to any kind of pro sports game, or not a Major League Baseball game anyway. And, you know, Mickey Mantle was such a legend. And you didn't get to see him very much, you know, without cable back then in 68. You know, you saw the Yankees maybe, you know, just every now and then. And he was kind of on the down end of his career anyway. She took me to my first Major League game. It was the A's versus the Yankees. I remember this like it was yesterday. But he limps up to the plate and during the game and hit a home run. And I stood up and I had chills. I never had chills like that since then. It just sent chills up and down my body. I thought I was going to faint. And that was something else. I cut the next morning out of the newspaper. I cut the picture out of the sports page of his swing. They had a good picture on the cover of the sports page of him hitting that home run. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that feeling I had.
Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it. 5353776. Someone asked, by the way, if Serena would be someone who could. I think it's close.
Yeah, to me,
Serena is pretty big.
And Serena and Tiger are kind of in that same point in their career where they're still obviously competitive, but it's not at the level that
made them what they are. Like if you saw Serena going through the airport, you'd like,
yeah,
it's Serena.
Yeah, it's Serena Williams.
Yeah. 5353776. We go to Jim by the airport. Jim, you're on.
Yeah, just wanted to throw out celebrity brushes.
Okay, go ahead. We've moved our topics. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. What?
Michael Jordan hit a base hit and attempt to run at the Memphis Chicks Stadium. Almost got to touch him. I think I got a flick of sweat. I was there for that.
He obviously played the one season for the Barons. And it's funny because I was looking into this. He played the one season for the Barons. And if you look at someone did an oral history of the season that he played with the Barons. His lowest point evidently came during a game at Memphis where he was thinking of quitting. And I don't know if this is the game you're talking about because you said you saw him get a base hit.
Yeah, I would probably quit if I were him based on that performance.
Based on that performance. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yes, thank you.
I do think seeing Michael Jordan play baseball would have been something, don't you think? It would have been.
Oh, yeah. It's almost like the novelty of it.
Yeah. Anyway, we are collectively, are we mourning? I don't know if we're mourning. We are collectively trying to get over this, and we will. We will.
Yeah, it's not, I don't know if it's like mourning, but there is, it's deflating.
It's deflating.
It's deflating at the minimum.
The word that I have always used is, to describe what will be happening here, is it is deflating. That's exactly it. It is absolutely deflating. The thing to do, though, if you want to feel better about yourself, is call Affordable Blinds of Memphis. You'll instantly feel better because they'll come over. He's got a mobile showroom, Chip Wiggins does, and you give him a call at 753-5822. And just to have those blinds where you don't have to wrestle with the – they're illegal. Now, they don't sell them anymore, the ones with the ropes that will strangle you and that are impossible to figure out. The strings, whatever, the where you have to be a puppet master in order to make them go up and down. Or maybe one half will go up and the other half won't go up. It'll be like that. No. Now they got these cordless ones, and you just push them with your finger, and it goes up. Put a little bit of finger, comes down. They're unbelievable. Simplicity, the essence of simplicity. But whether it's that, whether it's motorized blinds, whether it's light canceling so you can sleep in complete and utter darkness, whether it's a plantation shutters or exterior shutters, Affordable Blinds of Memphis, place to call. 753-5822, 753-5822. Within 1 to 3 weeks, it can be done. They are the highest quality, they're the best price, they're the fastest service, and he's a good dude, too. Chip Wiggins, 753-5822. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, Jeff Cockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude's. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five Ash Roofing. Fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what we do.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
I have a new favorite dessert in the city. It's Bounty's Key Lime Pie. I don't even tend to love key lime pie, but I love this key lime pie. It's fresh, it's cool, it's tangy, and it's perfect for summer. In fact, Bounty is the perfect place for a memorable summer dinner or brunch. The other day, some friends and I started with the jumbo pan-seared scallops served with sweet corn, house-smoked bacon, and white truffle oil. They were flat out incredible. We had the fried Gulf oysters because, I'll be honest, I always have the fried Gulf oysters at Bounty, but we also had the pan-roasted summer flounder, the steamed mussels, and the garden rat. Tattooey. Add a glass of white wine at Bounty because of their unique Korovan wine system. All of their wines are available by the glass, and it's the perfect summer meal. The place is beautiful, the service is attentive, and the key lime pie is, I promise you this, the best you've ever had. Bounty is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. Call 901-410-8131 or visit them at bountyonbroad.com to add some joy to your summer days.
Medical malpractice, dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
At
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. Undies Charmin glossy, got me feeling flossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin booty beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
there's still time before your kid heads off to college or goes back to school. I'm already talking about that. Yes, I am. Time to get over to Cooper Systems, get him a new computer. Apple, Dell, Lenovo, Hewlett-Packard, you will not have to pay what you paid anywhere else. You'll save money. Kid will have a great computer. No excuses. I see straight A's in their future just by going to Cooper Systems. Straight A service at Cooper Systems. Also, if you want to get something repaired, fired up, tuned up, ready to go for the new school year, now would be the time to take it in. Hand it to them. The technician's right there on site. They will give it back to you all repaired. And if you have any questions, you can call up, and the same people answer the phone. Like, it's not one day one person, one day the next. It's not someone in a faraway place who fixed your computer. It's them right there. Phone number 360-9679, 360-9679. They are in the Mount Moriah office park. All right, our day has been a little bit thrown off today by all kinds of things. We were going to complete our SEC rankings, Jeffrey. Should we do an abbreviated version of our essay before we get to the one story you've been waiting for, which would be a story close, near and dear to your heart? Should we get to the? Can we do an abbreviated SEC rankings? Are you going to rank the stadiums? Are you going from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top?
Let's start from the bottom.
Okay, the worst stadiums. I'm seeing a Vanderbilt in your immediate future.
Jeff, there's been a theme this week.
The Jeffrey bias. The only place he couldn't rank Vanderbilt last was academics. And because he didn't rank them, U.S. News and World Report did. He would have tried to figure out a way to put Vandy last there,
you know,
too.
Florida's catching up.
Yeah, right, yeah. So anyway, Vandy is going to be last, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
In fairness, I've been to
Vandy.
A lot of games at Vandy Stadium.
Have you been to all these stadiums? I have not.
I've not been to, I think I haven't been to three of them.
All right, so that's fine. Well, you should go ahead and reveal when we get to them, but your biases.
Not only is Vandy Stadium very small, it's also incredibly difficult to get in and out of.
There's parking's horrible.
It's
a nice little area, though.
The portals. Well, yeah, the
setting's
cool.
The problem with it, there's no people in it. Let's be honest.
There's no atmosphere.
There's no atmosphere. And that's the people. It's the program, not the stadium.
It's the problem. Like, that's the whole thing about traditions and everything.
So I have no problem putting Vandy last here. Next.
The stadium's super nice, but
now everybody cares. Now from now on, everybody cares. Now you're getting into everybody who cares. Go ahead. Yeah. Which
the
one?
The stadium's super nice, but it kind of has the same problem that Vanderbilt has in terms of just atmosphere. Kroger Field, Kentucky Stadium. Like, it's nice.
Have you been? Is that what
I have been.
You have been.
Yeah. It's nice. It's just kind of nothing.
Okay. Next.
Mizzou. I've not been to Mizzou. In fairness to Mizzou,
what do people say about Mizzou? I've never been to Mizzou either.
The exact same thing they kind of say about Kentucky. Like, it's they seem
perfectly nice stadium.
Yes.
Not a lot of
exactly.
Verve.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
The giant erector set, also known as Vaught-Hemingway Stadium.
Mm. It is interesting. So, it has been expanded tremendously.
Yes.
Is the theory that they did a bad job? I mean, it's funny because we were thinking about whether you were going to do. Were we going to rank the day experiences stadium itself? Everyone acknowledges that the Grove is great.
Yes.
And there's this disconnect between the Grove and the stadium. What did they do wrong with the stadium?
The stadium just feels like almost all college stadiums obviously have been expanded. But the one with Ole Miss is nothing feels consistent. Like the west side and the east side of the stadium do not match. The south end zone and the north end zone
do not match.
Like, there's like a mix between concrete parts of the stadium and then
metal. Maybe we should put that under Kentucky and Missouri then.
It's still got a better game day atmosphere.
Right. Like, but in terms of a structure, we're saying it's wildly deficient. They did such a nice job on their basketball thing, too. You know, basketball arena is great.
Yeah. It's just there's no consistency.
Sorry, Ole Miss. You blew it. Next.
Then I'm going to put Davis Wade Stadium. I do think, on the flip side, I think their renovation was fantastic. I think they did a great job. Davis Wade Stadium down in Starkville.
I think theirs is great. Why is it so low?
Because this is the SEC.
I think it's great. It's intimate, too. It feels opposite. It's loud. That scoreboard is ginormous.
Mm-hmm.
I think they did a magnificent job. You're literally saying it's only ranking where it is because everything else is better?
Yeah. I mean, we're getting into some of the best stadiums in the country.
Okay. We're acknowledging, though, there's a gap.
Yes.
But the big gap between Mississippi State and Ole Miss. Okay, go ahead.
Reynolds Razorback Stadium falls in the exact same category. They have done a fantastic job of renovating that stadium. It is
gorgeous.
Super nice. Like, everything is, everything in that stadium is so first class. It's almost like they have Walmart money.
It's almost like they have Walmart money.
And that good Johnny
Tyson
money.
These are all basically getting A's now, basically. Yeah. We like them all. Okay. I've never been to South Carolina. Is it coming up?
That's South Carolina's next. I understand it is a complete and utter dump, but that place, in terms of aesthetically speaking, like, it looks like a big-time college football stadium. Like, when you see it on a Saturday, when they have
You've
the
blimp
cam.
You've never been there.
This is one I've not been to.
So you're just saying on TV it looks great.
Exactly.
We don't know exactly where to put it, but we think on TV it looks great.
Yeah.
But you're giving them credit for atmosphere. You're mixing in atmosphere.
No, I'm giving them credit. The way the stadium, it looks like one stadium. Like, it's symmetrical. It looks like it was designed.
But then why are you putting it behind Arkansas and Mississippi State? On what grounds?
It's not as big.
Which isn't as big?
The Reynolds Razorback.
It's smaller?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you're giving South Carolina more points for being bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. You get points for that.
Ever told you any other thing about size?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Anyway, mm-hmm. Continue on.
Jordan-Hare at Auburn.
I think underrated stadium.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem with Jordan-Hare. They got hedges.
Yep.
And just in the same way mm-hmm. we downgraded the Mississippi State Bulldog for being the inferior Bulldog,
mm-hmm.
I think you have to penalize Auburn for being the inferior hedges.
They are.
He brought them, didn't they? They brought them with him from Georgia.
Yes. And that's why they're penalized.
Total theft.
There's no question. You can't.
Intellectual property, baby. Yes. You can't just have hedges because someone else has hedges.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, everyone in the world is going to be playing Sweet Caroline and sometime during the game.
Exactly.
You wouldn't want that to happen.
Who would ever want that?
Go ahead.
Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, Florida Field.
Overrated.
I liked it when I went. It was
muggy. It's big. It's muggy.
It's a night game. And I'll tell you what, man, that place gets freaking loud.
The swamp.
I
think it's over. I've been a lot of the games there because I worked in Miami for several years. And so I've covered a lot of Florida games. It's perfectly nice. But I don't actually like, I'll be honest, I don't like it as well as I like Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you don't like, you want the intimate atmosphere. You're the guy.
I like the intimate atmosphere. Go
You'd
ahead.
Rather see your favorite band in a little theater than an arena show.
I'd rather see James Taylor at
GPAC.
Than at the Forum. FedEx Forum. Although he was good at the Forum too. Go ahead.
He's good everywhere. Next, let's go to Sanford Stadium. They've done as you mentioned, they have the hedges.
They got the hedges.
They have iconic aspects. Huge stadium. They've done a
George
nice job.
Is a pretty place.
Nice
Athens
job
is pretty.
Renovating it. But my biggest problem with this stadium...
What's the problem?
It runs east to west rather than north to south, so you lose punts in the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. You got to feel punts into the sun.
Okay.
Number four on our list, Neyland Stadium. Of course, any Tennessee fan will tell you it's the greatest stadium in the world. I think they've done a great job renovating it. I like the symmetry of it all. It just feels like a huge, big-time atmosphere. A
Why
great
isn't
setting.
It ahead of? So who do we have left? We got LSU, Alabama, and
Texas A&M.
Oh yeah, I can't say anything about Texas A&M. They got the brand new thing they did there.
It's a $500 million stadium now.
But I'll be honest, I think Tennessee's better than Alabama.
See, when's the last time you went to Alabama? Alabama's redesigns
3 years ago.
Alabama's redesigns have been. To me, they have done.
I love the entry. I think the entryway from Alabama is fantastic. They got the statues everywhere. Those are nice.
The stadium's symmetrical. Huge thing for me. I think they've done the best job of.
Are you penalizing Neyland for being kind of empty lately?
And no, it's just round. It's less interesting.
You like symmetrical, but you don't like round.
Correct. I like things that match, but it reminds me too much those multi-purpose
stadiums. So Nalen
stadiums.
Is four. You're putting
Kyle Field three, Texas A&M. Okay. They've done an amazing job. And then I'm putting Alabama at two. I think they've done the best job of renovating all the stadiums. And then I know it's cliche, but I mean, good God, it is a setting unlike any other.
Is it the atmosphere or is it the stadium?
Stadium too. They've done a great job. They've done a great job with their south end zone. It's loud. I consider that part of the acoustics. Like, for instance, the big house is huge.
Yeah, but it's
not
lame
very
ass.
Loud.
It's lame ass.
Yeah,
it's disappointing.
I've always wondered though,
big house is it's not
flat.
Steep.
It's
not steep.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not steep.
It's the opposite of Tiger Stadium.
It's one of the most disappointing.
They also play games so early.
I think they have the best fight zone, but they have a crappy stadium.
They have the second best.
Okay, do the rankings of the teams top to bottom really quick before we get to the one story you've been waiting for.
This is
our last SEC segment of the week.
All right, so we are going to go, no surprise, number one, Alabama is still the best team. They have the best quarterback. Georgia is the second best team with the second best quarterback. I'm going to go Florida two.
Three.
I'm sorry, Florida 3. I'm sorry, I was in the East.
I'm good at math.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Florida 3. We're going to put – I want to put A&M 4, but A&M's schedule is going to make them
– look worse.
Exactly, look way worse than they are. So I'm going to put LSU 4, A&M 5. I'm going to put Auburn at 6. Then at number 7, I'm not as high on Missouri, and because I'm not as high on Missouri – I think it's going to wind up. I think South Carolina is going to.
Have you put A&M in yet?
Yeah, put A&M right after.
Yeah, okay.
So then I'm going to put South Carolina, Missouri, Tennessee. Then we now flip back to the West, Mississippi State.
Is the Tennessee. At what point are we going to start having a. At what point is it going to be disappointing to the extent that we're going to start talking about hot seats? Another year after this one?
Yeah. What does this year look like? So, like, people keep saying the bowl game. Okay, what if they go 6-6 and then they go 6-6, but
no one's displeased with them now. Are they going to be displeased with them at the end of at the end of this year?
Correct.
You think there will start to be grumbling about him this year?
Especially if he doesn't pick up recruiting.
Okay, keep going.
All right, so then we'll have Mississippi State. Then I'm going to put Kentucky, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Vanderbilt.
All right. Let's do the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again.
Fitting that you end up
with
Vanderbilt. One last
Jeff
time.
Jeff and Jeffrey
Just
have
one
kept
last
you
time.
Hanging long
I apologize
enough.
To all the Vanderbilt
it
people.
Is
I
don't. At long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
55% of men.
Yeah.
Are embarrassed by their blank. 55% of men are embarrassed by their blank. Out there in radio land, what are they thinking, Jeffrey?
Wait.
Do you think more than 55% men embarrassed by their weight?
Yeah. I think in general.
I think more than 55% embarrassed by their
you
weight.
You think, okay.
So well, I would go more than. How about their ding-a-ling? How do most men feel about their ding-a-ling?
I think most
men have come to terms with their ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I think there's a period of acceptance. You know what I mean?
Right. Like you go through it, yeah. Right, and then you don't think most men have unhappy with their ding-a-ling?
Yeah.
You think more men are happy with their ding-a-ling than their weight?
Yes, because I do think.
By the way, none of these are the correct answer to the thing that 55% men are embarrassed by. We'll get to that in a minute.
Because if you ask any guy, would you take a bigger?
What
schlong?
They'd like to do is take the
right.
weight and convert it to their ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I think most people do that. But I do think more people would
lose weight than have a augmentation.
Yeah, because I think most guys have kind of reached the point.
To terms with it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Like okay, that ship sailed. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right. They are what they are.
Right.
It's fine. It works.
Yes.
Usually. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or go to 4hims.
Right.
One or the other.
.com.
.com. So
or
okay. So what else might men be embarrassed? If this were Family Feud, 55% are ashamed of their ding. If this were Family Feud, what's the guy's name? Who's Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Steve, I say wait. Steve, I say they're ding-a-ling. Steve.
Survey says.
Right. Steve, I say there.
What percentage of men? What percent? Hair?
Did you know the answer to this?
No, I didn't.
It is hair. Body hair.
Ah, okay. I think that's different. I was thinking like head of hair.
Oh, head of hair.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. You think 55% of men embarrassed by their...
Yeah, to some shape,
what percent of men are losing their hair
loss? That's what I was wondering. What percentage of men have...
I think at least 55% have hair loss, right? Of some type, if not completely, like, severe hair loss, they have hair loss. So I think 55% of men embarrassed. But the answer is 55% of men...
35%... By the age of 35, wow. By the age of 35, two-thirds of American men will have experienced some degree of appreciable hair loss.
What
by
percent?
35%.
Okay.
I'm sorry. By the age of 35, two-thirds of Americans will have experienced, so 66%. By the age of 50, approximately 85% of men have significantly thinning hair.
Look at me.
I know.
None. You don't either.
Yeah, but I still haven't reached 35 yet, so is it coming?
Okay, so here we go. So, but the answer is 55% of men are ashamed of their body hair. Does that surprise you? The only thing I would be ashamed of is that I'm incapable of growing body hair. Like, I couldn't have a beard if I wanted to.
Yeah,
so
I
don't have this
opposite.
Whole hairy back thing. That's what people... anyway, so here you go. 40% ashamed of their chest hair, 35% embarrassed by their back hair. 31% of men have avoided swimming because of their body hair. 27% have avoided the gym. Nice excuse if you can use it. 20% has had a negative impact on their romantic life. The average guy... Oh, well, see, this is different. The average guy who manscapes does once a week. 43% of guys admit they're not very good at it. This is, by the way, a Ron Olson's story. 38%
when you manscape,
38%
there will be
have
blood.
Shaved their back before... And 47% have shaved at least a small section of their legs before. 44% of men think too much manscaping can be unmanly. And 56% wish guys could just go back to shaving their face. There you have it. Do you think body hair is a... I'm of a different generation than you all are. We don't really... We weren't so much into the whole, you know...
Manscaping and whatnot.
The whole manscaping
As somebody
thing.
Who is a... I'm the opposite of you.
You're... you are. We should really figure out a way to make me more hairy and you less hairy.
But I'm not, like... I don't know. I've never felt embarrassment by it. Like, it is what it is. Like, I just accept
really?
It. Like,
same thing.
Yeah, like, I don't know if my mom is Armenian or something. Like, I have no idea, like, what our heritage is, but...
Well, that's good. You've got it. You've got ample. That's good. You probably needed to be warm.
Yeah, I would
in the
rather
old
been
days,
tall.
You needed to be warm in the old days. What's weird is that my people are northern people, and yet we're hairless.
And we are southern.
And you are a southern. Why is it that, like, southern Europe is hairy and northern Europe is hairless? That makes no sense.
I guess because we came from more Germanic people.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Okay, what's coming up later on in the show besides No Tiger Woods?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next. Jason and John will be joined by John Mills for one last day in studio. Jason has who on the show? It's Tiger Woods Day.
I think he's got Tiger on the show.
Yeah, he has Tiger.
Tiger will be joining every show from here for the rest of the day. And if not, you can be disappointed each and every time that he doesn't show up. But they're going to have 47 out of the 50 best guests.
Exactly.
Will be on the radio station today. And
Bob.
We will be back to talk about all of it. On Monday. How about that? How about I just wrap it up like that?
That works for me.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back Monday. For now, our work here is done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Irene Golf and Country Club has a limited-time membership promotion for $100 plus tax. Includes cart fees, range balls, access to tennis courts, pools, and workout facility. Call 901-752-1521 to sign up for more information.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue, and they've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville, family-owned and operated since 1969. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop for the last 5 years running. They're certified by Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Acura, and Honda, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop, because taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering, terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.